A prayer for the children of Israel. Love. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Peace to our children and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God, our everlasting Father. You hear the voice of our supplications when we cry out to you, O Lord. O let us love the Lord, all his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Let our children be of good courage, and he shall strengthen their heart, all of them who hope in the Lord. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, according to the measure of Christ's gift, the Father in heaven bless our children and keep them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them. Our love be with them all in Christ Jesus. To him who loved our children and their family, and washed them from their sins in his own blood, and has made them kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In his name we pray the Lord of Hosts will deliver our children and their family from the power of darkness, and translate them and their people into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom they have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will perform this. May our children and their family find shelter in the shadow of his wings. In Christ we pray. The Lord will feed them from the abundance of his own house, letting them drink from his rivers of delight. For he is the fountain of their life, the light by which they see. In the name of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, may the Lord cause our children and their people to hear his loving kindness in the morning, and make for them a tunic of many colors. Let God, who alone is wise, lay their stones with colorful gems, lay their foundations with sapphires, make their pinnacles of rubies, their gates of crystal, and all their walls of precious stones. In Christ we pray, all our children will be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. In Christ we ask our Father and God, in the name of his precious and beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, that the love of God be poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that to the Lord our children lift up their souls. In God may they and their people trust. Our children and their house and their nation shall not be ashamed, nor shall their enemies triumph over them. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, may the God of all grace show our children and their house and their nation his ways, teach them his paths. Lead them and their people in his truth and teach them, for he is the God of their salvation. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. May the God of compassion and mercy not remember the sins of their youth, nor their transgressions. According to his mercy, may he remember our children and their house and their nation, for his goodness' sake. Good and upright is the Lord. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in what is right, teaching them his way. The paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. He is showing our children and their family what is good, and what does the Lord require of them but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with their God. For his name's sake, he pardons our children and their family, their iniquities. He will keep them and their family continually with him and hold their right hand and guide them and their people with his counsel, and direct their paths, their every step. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the glory of our strength, may our children and their people dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Let them abide under the shadow of the Almighty. May our children and their family dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of their life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation be planted in the house of the Lord, and that they and their people shall flourish in the courts of their God. May the Lord God, who is faithful to all generations, be like dew to them and their house and their nation, and they shall grow like the lily, and lengthen their roots like Lebanon. Their branches shall spread, their beauty shall be like an olive tree, and their fragrance like Lebanon. Let them dwell under his shadow, and be revived like grain, and grow like a vine. Let them still bear fruit in old age, let them be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is their rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Because they have set their love upon God, therefore he will deliver them. He will set them on high, because they have known his name. They shall call upon him, and he will answer them. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life he will satisfy them and show them his salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace be with our children, their house, and their nation, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. To the Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome and faithful God, the God who keeps his covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and observe his commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant which we pray before you now. As a fellow worker for the truth, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Lord God circumcise their hearts and the hearts of their descendants to love the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their soul, with all their might and with all their mind, to love the name of the Lord, to fear the Lord their God, to walk in all his ways and love him, to serve the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their soul, and to obey his voice, to cling to him, to love his name and be joyful in him, to hold fast to him, to seek him and be glad in him. In Christ we pray that the Lord their God will draw our children and their people with gentle cords, with bands of love, and take Satan's yoke from their necks, heal their backsliding, and love them freely. According to his excellent greatness, oh, may the Lord love our children and their people with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness draw them and their family to him. The Lord their God is in their midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over our children and their house and their nation with gladness. He will quiet them and their family in his love. He will rejoice over them and their house and their nation with singing. They are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before our children and their house and their nation, because the love of God has been poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to them. All things work together for their good because they love the Lord and they are called according to his purpose. Neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate them from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He preserves their souls. He delivers them and their house and their nation out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for them and their people, and gladness for the upright in heart. Let our children and their family rejoice in the Lord. They are his righteous children, so they shall give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For our Lord is most high above all the earth. He is exalted far above all things and all other gods. Peace to our children and their family, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. In the name of Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, through him may the God of the living give to our children and their family the good and perfect gift of love. The greatest gift is love. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, may God purify their hearts by faith and cleanse their souls with the blood of Jesus. Let their love be from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, without hypocrisy, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of love, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of love. For God is love. According to his righteousness, may the Lord give to our children and our people loving hearts and new spirits, grounded and steadfast, rooted and grounded in love, where there is no variation or shadow of turning. Our beloved children, building themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep themselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. For God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let this mind be in our children and their people that was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, now may the Lord direct their hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let our children and their family endure long, be patient and kind, not envy nor boil over with jealousy, nor be boastful or vainglorious, nor display themselves haughtily. Let them and their family not pride themselves, not be puffed up, conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride, nor behave rudely, unmannerly, or act unbecomingly. May our children and their people not seek their own, nor insist on their own rights or their own way, not be self-seeking, nor be provoked, not touchy or fretful or resentful, taking no account of the evil done to them, and paying no attention to a suffered wrong, never thinking evil. May our children not rejoice in iniquity, at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoice when right and truth prevail, bearing all things, bearing up under anything and everything that comes, believing all things, ever ready to believe the best of every person, hoping in all things, their hope being fadeless under all circumstances, enduring all things without weakening, and they will never fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one God, loved before the foundation of the world, according to his name, let our God, the God of love, perfect love in their heart and cast out all fear. In Christ we pray, the God of truth, who is without injustice, will keep our children and their house and their nation from gossip, that they and their family will cover each other's transgressions with love and seek love daily, for love covers all sin. Love is in the power of their tongue, and in Christ we pray our children and their family will eat its fruit and be satisfied with good by the fruit of their mouth. Righteous lips are the delight of Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Let our children and their people delight the King of Kings with the fruit of their mouth and the produce of their lips. In Christ we pray our children and their house and their nation will pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Let their love be without hypocrisy. May they and their children abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. In Christ we pray our children and their people will be merciful, judge not, condemn not, forgive and give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, but generously. In Christ we pray our children and their family will love their neighbors as themselves. They will love the stranger who dwells among them. They will bless those who persecute them, bless and not curse. Yes, that they and their people would love their enemies, bless those who curse them, do good to those who hate them, and pray for those who spitefully use them and persecute them. And God will make all grace abound toward them and their house and their nation, and they and their people, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. Let them and their people rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another, and do not set their minds on high things, but associate with the humble. In Christ we pray our children and their family are not wise in their own opinion, that they repay no one evil for evil, but have regard for good things in the sight of all men, and that they and their house and their nation live peacefully with all men. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to them and their house and their nation. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Salah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will overcome evil with good. They will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they and their family will not love their lives to death. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that they and their people do be done with love. Through love serve one another, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, walking in love. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let our children and their people esteem others better than themselves. May they and theirs look out not only for their own interests, but also for the interests of others. And this in Christ we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that they may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God our Father. As God's fellow worker, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that our Father and God would grant our children and their people, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that they and their family, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that they and their people may be filled with all the fullness of God. To him who loved them and washed them from their sins in his own blood, and has made them kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children and their family with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose them in him before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love. The Lord possessed our children at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy One, that our children and their house and their nation will abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love, remembering without ceasing their work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in their Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing in their hearts their election by God. May the Lord say to our children, I know their works, love, service, faith, and their patience, and as for their works, the last are more than the first. Peace be within them and their people, and peace be within their walls, prosperity within their house. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will become complete, will prosper in all things, and be in health, just as their soul prospers. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with them and their house and their nation, and preserve them and their people. For he is their life and the length of their days. And may our children and their house and their nation dwell in the land the Lord has given them. And he will give them and theirs the rain for their land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. Every place on which the sole of their foot treads shall be theirs, and the Lord their God will put the dread of them and their people, and the fear of them and their people, upon all the land where they tread. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them, our children and their house and their nation. You, O God, have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Through God our children will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down their enemies. In Christ we ask our God and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, he who searches the minds and hearts, let the word of Christ dwell in our children and their house and their nation richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, and may the Lord make them increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now may the Lord direct their hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let our children and their family love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, being an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. In Christ we pray they will flee evil. Let them flee also youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let our children and their people be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, not slanderers, not given to much wine, but teachers of good things, and in all things showing themselves to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, not sluggish, but swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, considering one another in order to stir up love and good works. Let our children and their house and their nation not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. May our children and their people abide in the light, and may the love of God be perfected in them and their house and their nation, they and their family being diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. May our children purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Let our children and their people abide in God's love, that they may abide in God and God in them. Now to him who is able to keep them from stumbling and to present them faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. The Lord be magnified. as a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the messenger of the covenant, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations, for yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, Amen, to the glory of God.